Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
97.1 FM Talk.
On-demand audio.
All the banging, the jackhammering, the dust, the confusion, the noise of all places to do construction is happening right here, the front lawn of the White House.
It's a four-year renovation project. Estimated cost, $376 million.
There's only one Shannon.
Shannon Bream, host of Vox News Sunday.
Shannon, welcome back.
It is great to be with you. How are you this morning?
I'm doing fine. Thank you. I'm playing audio there from construction at the White House, which seems to have sucked all the oxygen out of Washington right now. But that report was from 2010, when Barack Obama spent $376 million of taxpayer money on a renovation, and I didn't hear nearly the amount of complaining.
Well, I think that the president, the current one, knows that folks are going to go after anything that he likes to do that they don't like. And it is interesting to look at all the ways that over the years the White House has been modified, the projects that have happened. And, you know, as President Trump and his supporters will say right now, this one is being done with private money to do something that a lot of presidents over the years have felt was missing from the White House. So meltdowns aside, the project is proceeding.
I would think, because in the past, any big event they've had to hold had to be done under a tent, correct?
Right. I mean, a lot of big events they've had over the years, or they've had to just make them smaller, some of these state dinners and those kinds of things. But there's always that build out that's not part of the regular structure, these temporary structures that go up. So, you know, President Trump, I mean, he is not one to stand by when he thinks that some detail of glamour or ability to entertain is missing. So I think there are very few people that would have tackled this, certainly in the way that he has. But he thinks, you know, it's not about him. He says it's a long-term gift to the country that is going to be privately funded and will benefit all presidents to come.
My favorite meme, I shared it yesterday, I'll admit, was the one with a gold Trump Tower attached to the White House at the end of this, triggering liberals everywhere.
Right. So far, we've not spotted that part of the project, but we will keep you updated.
Shannon, over on the Supreme Court side, you saw on Monday people considering whether or not folks who smoke marijuana can legally own guns. You know, this court obviously in 2022 expanded gun rights. How do you think they're going to come down? What was the primary arguments in that case?
Well, just the fact that they're going to hear the case is a big deal. So we'll watch as it proceeds through. But they have done a number of gun cases recently. You know, the question about whether people with domestic violence, citations or accusations against them, can they own guns? I'll be very interested to see what they do with this, because, you know, internally in this country, we still have such a debate over marijuana and whether it should be used recreationally, you know, whether it, how much it does or doesn't impair you, the long-term impacts, whether the states can allow it while the feds still crack down on it. I mean, I don't know that that part of the argument has been settled as a country. So the fact that that's being done In the context of this gun debate, it's going to be a very interesting case when they eventually get to it.
It is, and that seems to cross party lines, too. A majority of states now, I think, allow either recreational or medicinal marijuana use, and yet you're technically, like Hunter Biden, lying on your form that you fill out for the ATF if you check that you're not a drug user, but you smoke marijuana.
Yeah, and so many of those state measures have been done by going to the ballot, going to the people, and a majority of people have stepped up to say, like, we think this is okay, we're ready to move into this area. There are other states that have legalized some things, and we're talking beyond marijuana. You think about in Oregon, where they're really now having second thoughts about what they've authorized. So we'll see if that conversation trickles to the pot conversation as well.
Yeah, that's true. So I think next there's going to be more challenges, more legal challenges, some of the president's executive orders. How is that coming down?
Goodness, there are so many of these. And some of them, you know, have been handled over the past 9 months in this executive emergency docket. People have said, listen, they don't want the court deciding things without hearing the cases and fully briefing and authorizing, you know, a real argument over the cases. But those decisions are temporary, the ones that come from the emergency docket. Now, some of those executive orders are ending up on the merits, meaning they're going to be fully argued. There are a couple of really high-profile ones regarding employees within the executive branch, whether or not the president has the power to just outright strip them out of their position. There's also the big tariffs case and the president's executive action on that. That's November 5th that's coming up. So a lot of this executive action, yes, it's going to still land on the emergency docket. You've got one sitting there now about National Guard in Illinois. But some of these cases are actually ripening to where they're going to be decided on the merits in the next few months.
Yeah, true. Shannon, today is our birthday, and thank you for your kind words about
birthday.
That.
Yeah. Did you get your edible arrangement that I sent?
Oh, darn. That must not have made it past the front desk.
Security threat.
Yeah, no, we will eat anything. Like, I don't care what the arrangement is. If it's edible, we're eating it.
A chocolate-dipped piece of pineapple has headed your way.
Oh, thank you so much. I appreciate that. I'll keep an eye out for that. Shannon Bream, we'll be watching for Fox News Sunday. Thank you so much.
Happy birthday.
Thanks. All right. Appreciate that.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.